currently I'm only thinking about the loss, really. I was happy to make my debut after sort of being, it's my fourth year on staff, but yeah, pretty disappointed with the result. It was always going to be tough with 150 on the ball, but we gave it our all. I think we were probably 10-15 light in the end, but sort of how we bowled, we fielded, we done really well.
Yeah, and Sam was, North East was moving the bowlers around, wasn't he? Yeah. Rotating them, yeah. James Treadwell from one end to the other, and it seemed, even with sort of 3-4 overs to go, do you still feel you were in it?
Yeah, sort of. So when there were sort of 14-15 overs gone, it seemed like if we get a wicket and bowl another sort of tight over, if we get the rate up to sevens, we might be right in. To be fair, we were always playing second fiddle to them throughout the game. And they were in a control position. I guess if you don't get early wickets, it's always going to be tough to sort of drag it back, especially if you've only got 150 up on the board.
So a win and a defeat, obviously, you don't have much time to sort of think about the defeat, do you? Because you're playing tomorrow at the Oval.
I think that's how T20 cricket is. I think Gloucester got the skills right on the day and they came out on top. Obviously, we played really well at Beckenham. The boys batted really well and bowled very well. I think hopefully we'll bounce back. We'll bring our A game to the Oval.
Yeah, and let's talk about your debut. When did you find out you were going to be in the side? Obviously, squad's announced. Yeah. Did you find out yesterday or before then?
No, I found out about an hour and a half before the toss. So I've been lurking in and around the one-day setup for quite long, and finally got a gig. And it was a surprising moment because obviously we haven't played double spin for a while. And with Joe Dendy being here as well, it's usually tough to play two frontline spinners. But yeah, I found out an hour and a half before, and then I was just getting my mind ready to play.
Did you get time to get nervous?
The thing is, I've been in and around the setup quite a bit, so you get more nervous sort of well before the game, days before. If you think, oh my God, so I'm bowling to this guy, and then you start coming up with plans. I was pretty happy because I get to work with Min Patel and sort of the plans we set out work today, and that sort of sends the nerves to one side because you just focus on your plans to each batter.
It came out pretty well, didn't it? I mean, 1 for 24 from four.
It did. It's always tough in T20 cricket. It could go the other way. You could bowl very well and you could end up going for an economy rate of 10. But yeah, I was I'm pretty happy that I went at sixes and took a wicket as well. Happy days.
And maybe playing tomorrow or Friday night at the Oval as well. I mean, that'd be quite something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think after today's sort of my bowling performance, I've put a case forward. But obviously, it'll be dependent on the pitch, mainly the pitch, if they want to play double spin. We've got obviously other players in the squad as well as Callum Haggart. So he can come in and Adam Ball as well. So there's options all around.
I'm sure you've been part of squads that have gone up to the Oval for these games. Yeah. Have you? I mean, the atmosphere there is absolutely incredible, isn't it?
Oh, it's electric. It's unbelievable. It's a game every player wants to play. Playing in front of, 27,000 people. It's what you play the game for. So, yeah, I'll be buzzing whether I'm playing or not playing. If I'm running drinks, then I'll just enjoy the atmosphere, soak it all in.
And it's early, isn't it? I mean, two games out of 14. Yeah. But this side, I mean, on paper, it looks very strong with the two New Zealanders coming in.
The thing is, with the two overseas, the batting lineup's extremely long. So that always gives us sort of strength in depth. Obviously, the second team have been doing very well as well. So there's people that are knocking on the door from there. So the 11 we even put out today, 1 to 11, I was number 11, but 1 to 10, 1 to 11 can all bat. And generally we're a good fielding unit. Like I said, it's a very long way away, and a lot of people forget that. If you have a hiccup along the way, you know, you've still got time to catch up. It's still 12 games to go. Generally, you need about, 10 wins? I think around average is around 10, 11 wins to go up, to go into the next.
Could even be less than that, couldn't it?
It could be less than that. It could be tighter. And I think the South group's very tough. So this is how it's going to be. And we played a very good one-day side today as well. Gloucester are always up there. They're always competitive. So yeah, we'll take that on board and then hopefully we can grab a win tomorrow.